I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the ISIS slaughter of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya, thousands are fleeing back across home borders. At the same time, a top Egyptian cleric is calling for teaching reforms to curb the extremism that leads to terrorism. Greg Musselman of the Voice of Martyrs Canada says Egypt avenged the deaths with airstrikes on ISIS, but that doesn't mean safety for Christians. The Muslim Brotherhood is still in existence and attacks are still happening, so pray for the church under fire. And Boko Haram has stolen hundreds of thousands of childhoods. In advancing their so-called caliphate, their destruction has displaced 1.5 million people. So what happens to these kids when Boko Haram orphans them? Open Doors USA has just met with 16 children to share their traumatic stories. They're coming alongside these kids with emergency relief and Bibles to restore hope and offer peace. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get breaking mission news by following us on Twitter at MNNT. I'm Ruth Kramer.